NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, that place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now with the news, Jeffrey Pond.
An embarrassed French government is angry with Britain for disclosing President de Gaulle's proposals for the economic, political, and military future of Europe. French Foreign Minister Michel Debray is calling in the British ambassador tonight, apparently to chastise London for the leak. According to high British government sources, de Gaulle has suggested forming a wider European free trade alliance than the common market. Britain would be included. France, Britain, West Germany, and Italy would form an inner directorate. This could lead to some kind of united Europe, no longer dependent on the United States. The U.S.-dominated NATO military alliance would vanish. The French foreign minister today insisted that these reports were sensationalized, that all de Gaulle did was to suggest French-British talks on Europe's future. The French charged that Prime Minister Wilson broke the story to put de Gaulle in a bad light during President Nixon's European trip, which begins tomorrow. In London, Foreign Secretary Michael Stewart today said Britain won't trade her friendship with the United States for inclusion in the European setup that de Gaulle reportedly has in mind. Israeli officials warn that any Arab state could be the target of retaliatory raids at any time. In Jerusalem, Israeli police today rounded up 60 Arabs in the manhunt for those who bombed a supermarket Friday, killing 2 people and wounding 9. In Jordan, an Arab guerrilla chief issued a warning. Details from Mark Schleifer, NBC News, Amman.
The elusive leader of the Popular Front Palestinian Guerrilla Organization, responsible for the Jerusalem supermarket explosion, as well as the Zurich airport assault, told NBC News today that this latest attack was a reprisal operation. Veteran Arab nationalist revolutionary George Habash said that his organization had placed the bomb in Jerusalem as an answer to what he described as the murder of Arab commando Abdul Mohsen Hassan, who was killed by an Israeli security agent at Zurich airport. The Popular Front charges that their comrade had already surrendered his arms to the Swiss authorities when he was shot by the Israeli. In his own words, Habash warned, "If the Israelis continue to practice these atrocities against Arabs, we will certainly continue to reply in the same manner as the Jerusalem supermarket attack." Mark Schleifer, NBC News, Amman.
More news after this from Ford.
Gene Rayburn for Ford. And if you're going to predict the going football team for 1969, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame would have to come near the top of any list. And Coach Ara Parsegian, he knows a going thing or two about the beautiful Galaxy 500 you can get right now during your Ford dealer's pop option sale.
You can get it anywhere you want. Vinyl interior and a white wall, wheel covers. You can get that package if you want. You can save a lot of money by doing so. If you happen to want air conditioning, tinted glass, or a high-powered engine of some sort, you can get that package. And you can save money by getting these various option opportunities. And I think this is a great thing for a guy that's going out and going to buy a car. He gets it the way he wants it.
Yes, sir, you take it from Coach Ara Parsegian. During your Ford dealer's pop option sale, you get it the way you want it. Popular Ford cars like Galaxy 500, Fairlane, Mustang, and Falcon, decorated with popular option packages at special low prices. Going Ford is the going thing, and your Ford dealer's the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond. The Communist Party in West Berlin said today that East Germany would open the Berlin Wall for Easter holiday visits if West Germany cancels the presidential election in West Berlin on March 5th. And the Soviet military attaché in East Germany said the Western powers would be responsible for any consequences if the election is held. He didn't spell out the consequences. But the Soviets and East Germans plan military maneuvers near the air corridor to West Berlin early next month, raising the possibility of harassment of Western flights to the isolated city. In South Vietnam, the communist Tet New Year truce has ended. Enemy forces attacked a U.S. airbase and a paratroop outpost just before the ceasefire expired. They were driven off. More in a moment.
Falcon is America's all-time economy champ, the roomiest compact in the world, and offers more option opportunities than any other compact. And right now, you can get a Falcon specially equipped with Ford's most popular options at a special low package price. That's because your Ford dealer's having a pop option sale. And on Falcon, the pop options include racing stripe, two-tone roof, wheel covers, carpets, and more. So what else can I say except see your Ford dealer?
You could say colossal, stupendous, terrific.
Yeah, I could, but...
An Iranian being deported from Canada went berserk today aboard a Dutch airliner over the Atlantic. After he'd been tied up in the rear of the plane, the man cut himself loose and wounded a 14-year-old girl passenger with a knife. The Coast Guard has picked up the last 11 crewmen to abandon the Swedish freighter Farida, which is taking water off the North Carolina coast. The ship's pumps had failed. 17 other crewmen were picked up earlier by another cargo ship. Once again, the hour's top story. An angry French government has summoned the British ambassador to complain about London's disclosure of President de Gaulle's proposals for the future of Europe. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News.
Listen again in the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. On monitor now, one of my favorites, Gentle on My Mind, Roger Williams. Monitor 69 that we might subtitle President's Weekend, since today is the birthday of our first chief executive, George Washington, and tomorrow our present president, Richard M. Nixon, sets out on what may be an historic European trip. Right now, music by the Association, new, titled Goodbye, Columbus.
Got to say hello, it's a lucky day. On our way. It's a lucky day, 'cause I found you. Gonna build a new world around you. Touch the sun and run, it's a lucky day. Hello, life. Goodbye, Columbus. I've got a feeling that you're gonna hear from us.
Columbus in the song obviously is not Christopher, but before you go jumping to conclusions, it isn't necessarily Columbus, Ohio either, or Columbus, Georgia. It could be any one of more than a half dozen other Columbuses in Kansas, Indiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Texas, and Wisconsin. I didn't know that, but I looked it up. Next, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The ball players have been dragging their feet about reporting to spring training camps, but Casey Stengel is ready. He'll soon be off for the New York Mets camp at St. Petersburg, Florida. You can't keep an old fire horse from bolting at the first whiff of smoke. I'll be back with a bit more about Casey. First, here's a reminder from Mutual of Omaha.
Seems you pay more each time you go shopping. Seems you pay more when you're at the store. And though high prices may never be stopping, there is a way to help your money buy more.
You don't have to be told things cost more today. You know it every time you pay a bill, even when you go window shopping. And medical costs, hospital and doctor care are no exception. To make sure you're not one of the 9 out of 10 people who haven't enough health insurance, call the Mutual of Omaha man in your own community. His company pays 30% more of its premium income and benefits than the combined average of the next 24 companies. That's one reason why Mutual of Omaha is known as the company that pays. And a good reason for you to be protected by such a company. Remember, in all the world, there is only one Mutual of Omaha.
Earlier this week in Glendale, California, I helped Casey Stengel and his wonderful wife, Edna, do a commercial for Mutual of Omaha's award-winning Wild Kingdom, which appears on NBC television Sunday evenings. Casey will also be heard, incidentally, on this NBC Monitor show pretty soon. Anywho, it was a chance to listen once more to one of the most remarkable men baseball has ever known. Few men in the Cooperstown Hall of Fame deserve to be there more than Charles Dillon Stengel. You sometimes need a Rosetta Stone to figure out just what Casey is talking about, but what he says always makes sense in the end, particularly if he gets around to mentioning the name of the fellow he's talking about. Casey's a great one for starting a story with a blind reference. The other day, for example, he said, "So they tell me this fellow don't come back to the hotel till 3:30 in the morning, and this is a training camp. So I says to him about 9 o'clock that morning, 'Get dressed and start running.' That would be good for 3 things, I figured. Good for his head, good for his legs, and good for the Yankees, because the baseball writers down there couldn't get at him to ask him how come he didn't roll in until 3:30 in the morning. See?" It turned out that Casey was talking about Don Larson, the fun-loving, beer-drinking right-hander who pitched the only perfect game in World Series history. Stengel doesn't expect any massive strike of the ballplayers this season. He thinks the whole matter would have been solved by now if the owners had gotten around to choosing Joe Cronin, president of the American League, to be baseball's commissioner, because, as Casey puts it, he was one of them. Casey doesn't manage anything anymore except his bank in Glendale, but he's looking forward as keenly to the 1969 baseball season as he did to his first year as a ballplayer. He feels he's lucky to be around, that he's living on borrowed time. It has been the roughest winter of his 77 years. He lost much of his stomach in an operation for the removal of 2 ulcers, and on top of that was involved in a splintering car crash. The changing face of baseball is a subject on which Casey can talk for hours, and frequently does. "When I broke in with Kankakee in 1910, it was all Irish and Dutchmen," he said the other day, in the cluttered trophy room of his handsome estate. "Then came the Cubans, then the Puerto Ricans, then the Negroes, and they took over. Funny thing," he added, "they don't mix like the Irish and the Dutch ballplayers did. When they warm up or have a pepper game, the Puerto Ricans throw the ball only to Puerto Ricans, the Negroes only to Negroes." Casey won 10 pennants and 7 World Series for the Yankees, then ended his active career managing the worst ball club in the majors, the Mets. But today he speaks more fondly of the lowly Mets than of the great Yankee clubs he led to unprecedented heights. The Mets speak fondly of Casey, too. They've kept him on the payroll ever since he retired. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now here's something new from Mutual of Omaha.
Seems you pay more each time you go shopping. Seems you pay more when you're at the store.
The cost of living keeps going up, and the cost of going to the hospital is rising even faster. But there is an answer. A new hospital surgical protection plan from Mutual of Omaha. It pays more in benefits. That's why it'll pay you to call your nearby man from Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again later today, brought to you once again by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, here on the Monitor Beacon.
Well, hello once again. This is Jack Hayes with news of what's happening around town. The Thunderbird American Indian Dancers will hold their sixth annual fashion show in Powwow on Saturday, February 22nd, starting at 8 p.m. at the McBurney YMCA, 215 West 23rd Street, New York City. The fashion show will present historic American Indian costumes, as well as those worn by Indian people today. A commentary will explain the origin, design, and material of individual costumes. An Indian powwow will follow, providing an opportunity for the audience to participate in social dances of the American Indian. The Thunderbird American Indian Dancers were organized over 15 years ago to provide an opportunity for Indians in the New York City area to present and preserve American Indian culture. The proceeds from this event will be used to provide scholarships for needy American Indian students. The next meeting of the 108th Precinct Community Council will be held on February 26th, 8 p.m. at the Sunnyside Jewish Center, Incorporated, address 4546 43rd Street, Sunnyside, Long Island, New York.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again. Now, let's have a go at the Monitor weather map, which shows mostly sunny skies and dry, seasonable weather over the northeast, the central and southern plains, and the Pacific Northwest. Rain is expected in California. Light snow in the Rockies, snow or rain in the lower Midwest, snow from the northern plains to the upper Great Lakes, and rain from the Ohio Valley to the central Gulf.
Did you ever stop to think how a helicopter pilot in Vietnam sees where he's going on those rainy, stormy days over the steaming paddies and jungles? He can't rely on instruments or control towers. He's got to see. He has to rely on windshield wipers, and they are ANCO wipers. Only ANCO wipers are used on aircraft made in America, military and commercial. Just as important is today's traffic on the ground. It's too crowded and too fast to be caught with wiper blades that streak and blur your vision. The rubber in every wiper blade goes dead, hardens, from sun, wind, and road film, and will not wipe glass without streaking. So you change it, and the best wiper you can get is ANCO. You'll see the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet in service stations everywhere. Pull in and get your blades replaced or refilled. Be sure they're ANCO, the push-button refillable wiper blade. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
President Nixon leaves on his tour of West European countries tomorrow. Preparations for a trip of this nature are extremely difficult since they involve large numbers of people in so many different countries. They're complicated by the great care that must be taken for the president's personal safety. Earlier this week, for instance, young East German extremists made some disquieting threats. For a report on some of the precautions being taken, here is Herb Kaplow, NBC News.
At this moment, in each of the six cities President Nixon is to visit this coming week, members of the U.S. Secret Service are completing final details aimed at securing the safety of the American chief of state. They've been at their posts for at least a week, most of their time working with their counterparts in the police forces of the city and country involved, going over the thousands of protective details, checking the routes of travel, the buildings and rooftops, the sewers and alleys where trouble might lurk. The major responsibility is with the host nation, and the Secret Service, mindful of the president's wishes, are careful to respect the jurisdictions for the responsibility. The Secret Service has worked with these forces before, several times in most cases, and operating procedures have developed over the years. The local police files, among other things, are combed for potential troublemakers. Frequently, follow-up checks are made on those people. When the president arrives, there naturally will be agents strategically placed on the rooftops, in and watching the crowds, close to the president and the host leader. Agents moving ahead to preview the sites where the president will pass. It is a monumental job protecting a world leader. Thousands of contingencies which the protective forces wish they could but realize they cannot anticipate, not every one of them, not every deranged mind. But they do what they can, planning and watching. Herbert Kaplow, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
I also heard on NBC last night there are going to be about 8,500 policemen in West Berlin alone. And let's see, he'll be there, he'll be in Rome, Paris, London, Brussels.
And we'll have further reports in different aspects of the president's trip from NBC newsmen here and in the host cities. In a few minutes, we'll sample some random American opinions on whether or not the trip should have been approved at all. One of their music now, one of the latest from Engelbert Humperdinck, The Way It Used to Be.
Lonely table just for one. In a bright and crowded room. While the music has begun. Drink to memories in the gloom. Though the music's still the same, it has a bitter sweet refrain. So play the song the way it used to be.
Time draws near for the departure of President Nixon on a tour of West European nations. He leaves tomorrow, you know. What does the American public think about this trip? Well, Monitor is taking random samples of opinion in many cities this weekend. Here are some from Portland, Oregon.
There's nothing like going overseas to find out what's going on. And I'm speaking because I was born in Sweden myself, and I'm involved in international trade. And you just look at the, you know, when it comes to exports and imports, the only way in which you can export is by being over in a country. Get to know it, and I think it's similar in politics.
I see no reason why I shouldn't contact the other heads of government and see what they have to say about the world situation.
I just think he knows the right thing to do.
Do you think he can accomplish anything?
Yes, I do.
What about in
if
Berlin?
If anyone can do it, he can do it.
Should he be going to Berlin?
Well, I don't know about that, but that's up to him. If he does what, that's the thing to do.
Well, you want an honest opinion?
Certainly.
He's been in office, I think we're looking forward to a great 4 years. He's been in office 3 weeks. He's double his salary. He's taking a vacation in Miami Beach. Now he's taking one to Europe. So, man, I'm really turned on about it.
Well, it's not our intention to turn off the last gentleman we heard from Portland, Oregon, but just to get the facts straight, Mr. Nixon's salary was raised by the outgoing president and Congress. Further opinions and reports from here and abroad on the president's forthcoming trip, yours on Monitor and NBC throughout the weekend. another reminder that no salt salts like Morton's salt salts. All right, you guys, you got that? I said no salt salts like Morton's salt salts.
It's a well-known medical fact that eating too much or too fast can cause pressure and gas. The modern solution is Digel, the extra-action antacid with the extra action of simethicone. Digel neutralizes excess acid, and it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up bubbles of gas. So when you eat too well, demand Digel. It works as no plain antacid can. Digel is the extra action antacid that brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Spray, lotion, or cream.
This brings out the Hungarian blood in me.
I have Hungarian blood in me.
I assure you. Anyway, that was Tipsy Gypsy, a new one from the Baltimore and Ohio Marching Band. Hey! And this is Monitor. Hey! Stepping aside smartly for a few moments in deference to all the NBC stations along the line, among them WNPA, Aberdeen, Mississippi. Gene Rayburn. Hey! Back shortly. Hey! It's that Hungarian blood just keeps coming. Don't Scooby-Dooby me.
This is Jack Hayes. All I said was, I like a radio station that gives you everything. Groovy music, late news, fun contests, and nice people. And boy, did I get told where to go.
This is the place, WNBC Radio 660, where you find the nicest people. Jack Hayes, weekdays, noon to 3.
This is Jack Hayes. Do you know what to do in case of a heart attack? The most important step is to call a doctor immediately. Then, help the patient into a comfortable position. This is usually halfway between lying and sitting. Make no attempt to lift the patient, and be sure to loosen all tight clothing. See that the patient isn't chilled, but, on the other hand, don't let him sweat, and don't give him anything to drink. If you follow these simple steps, you may be able to prevent a life from becoming a statistic. For a booklet on heart attacks, write the New York Heart Association, 2 East 64th Street, or call 838-8800, extension 826.
You could be a winner if you play our game, Fortune Phone, on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is John Wolfe, WNBC News. It's 10:30, 33 degrees in New York and cloudy. Members of Local 1199 of the Drug and Hospital Workers Union plan a protest demonstration outside Adelphi Hospital in Brooklyn again today. Six persons were arrested there yesterday before and after scuffles with police. Union President Leon Davis and four others were arrested during the scuffles. Bronx Assemblyman Seymour Posner was arrested at a Brooklyn precinct when he went to make a complaint against a patrolman. Posner claimed the officer hit him with a nightstick. He was charged with disorderly conduct, harassment, and interfering with an officer.
Posner was paroled last night pending a hearing on April 15th. A wildcat strike by mechanics of the Longshoremen's Union has tied up 20 docks in New Jersey and two in New York. They walked off the job yesterday after demanding a higher pay scale than regular longshoremen. The 64-day-old strike appears to be over at the other major ports affected. State Senator John Markey of Staten Island says he will decide within the next 10 days whether to go after the Republican nomination for mayor of New York City. Markey sounded like a candidate last night, though. He said if he does run, he'd have a very good chance of winning. Commuters on the Penn Central Railroad's New Haven line won't have to worry about losing reduced ticket rates, at least for the time being. The Public Service Commission today turned down a Penn Central request to stop selling 30-day round-trip tickets and through tickets between stations. The commission says it will investigate the proposal. Governor Rockefeller plans to introduce two proposed constitutional amendments to the legislature in Albany on Monday. One would lower the voting age from 21 to 18. The other would reorganize the executive branch of the state more along federal lines, increasing the number of state agencies. Before the amendments can become law, they must pass the 1969 and 70 legislatures and be voted on by the people. When they can get one, New Yorkers seem to have a preference in taxicabs. WNBC reporter Mike Moss has the story.
New Yorkers like foreign-built taxicabs. That's the gist of a report to Mayor Lindsay today from Transportation Commissioner Konstantin Sidamon-Aristov. 6 months ago, the mayor started the experiment in which two cabs, one British, the other French, were put into service. Drivers handed out questionnaires, which the passengers filled out and returned. Aristov says the passengers were favorably impressed with the foreign cabs. He says they suggested changes that could be incorporated into American-built taxis. Aristov says in his report to Mayor Lindsay that drivers and passengers, along with management and union officials, said they would hesitate about buying foreign cars. Mike Moss, WNBC News.
For more on the taxicab business, learn about it on Conference New York, tomorrow night at 6:05 on WNBC. No, Washington's birthday in New York would be complete without a parade, and there's one going on right now up Fifth Avenue from 35th Street to St. Patrick's Cathedral by the Knights of Columbus. There also will be an open house at Francis Tavern at Broad and Pearl Streets, and of course, those knockdown, drag-out bargain sales at some department stores in the city. Briefly, in other news, approach routes to Saigon have been pounded by B-52 bombers in a continuing effort to keep the enemy off balance. A U.S. spokesman in Brussels has disclosed that President Nixon's speech to NATO ambassadors Monday will not be made public. Israel reports its troops have killed three Arab infiltrators in the occupied Golan Heights of Syria. A woman employee of the West German government has been prevented from driving from Berlin to West Germany. Hospital officials in Kansas City report today that former President Truman spent a comfortable night. He's being treated there for intestinal flu. Most of West Virginia's southern coal mines remain idle. The miners are striking in support of demands for legislation on black lung disease. Now the weather, morning cloudiness, then mostly sunny, a high in the upper 40s today. Increasing cloudiness tonight, low in the low 30s. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with rain likely. It's 33 degrees and cloudy. John Wolf, WNBC News, here's Monitor.
Gene Rayburn's here too, and here's what a leading fashion designer announced this week: a three-piece camel's hair walking suit lined with mink paws, a sports jacket made of, and we're quoting here, natural stallion, and hand-beaded velvet at-home suits. And that's for the men. Men. Well, nowadays fashions are wilder and everything, such as song titles. This latest from the Vogues, for example. The sun shines out of your shoes. Out of your shoes. Yes, shoes.
If I could have anyone in the world, you'd be the one I would choose. You can make everything feel so fine, cause the sun shines out of your shoes. Show me the way, I'll be following you. I know I couldn't refuse. When you're around, every day is fine, cause the sun shines out of your shoes.
That's not a bad way to start.
just couldn't lose. You're all the good things in life to me, and the sun shines out of your shoes.
Plymouth dealer tells it like it is when competition can't even write it down. Did you know Plymouth Fury comes with class exclusives like torsion bar suspension for better handling, single unit welded body for strength, 7-step dip and spray treatment for rust proofing? Competition offers none of these features. Did you know Fury 3 has the biggest brakes, the biggest trunk, and the most rear seat room in its class? Precision, easy to read gauges instead of warning lights. Widest door opening for easy entry and exit. Even a standard electric clock. Get the straight story. See your Plymouth dealer. When it comes to a great car buy, he tells it like it is. And now, during the great Plymouth sale, you can buy a new Fury with reduced prices on such popular options as vinyl roof, all vinyl interior, and many others. Drop by your Plymouth dealers today. He tells it like it is.
Are you a Monitor movie fan? Well, then here's your man, Monitor's film critic, Gene Shalit.
I'm told that some listeners are complaining that I don't like many movies recently. That's nonsense, of course. I love movies. I'm crazy about movies. But I'm not going to tell you to spend $2 to sit through some junk made by people who don't know how to make good movies and who don't seem to like movies themselves. I mean, can people who like movies have made Meyerling or Play Dirty? If I try to turn you on about movies like that, you turn me off. Almost no movie, of course, is all good or all bad. A new picture that's somewhere in between is called Changes. The photography is excellent. Some of the color scenes are almost beautiful. And the music is a series of pop songs, 7 songs by Tim Buckley, and the well-known version of Both Sides Now sung by Judy Collins. Changes, by the way, it's M-rated for mature audiences. Changes is the story of American youth, but not beatniks or yippies and not building burners. It's about a boy named Kent, with 2 years in college, who busts out to go looking. Looking for what? I don't know, because he doesn't know. And the scriptwriter certainly doesn't know. The dialogue, what there is of it, is dull. But much of the movie is visual, with long stretches that have no dialogue at all. In fact, one of the few satisfying sequences is a series of wordless scenes between Kent and a girl who works at a carnival. The girl is Michelle Carey. That's her real name, not the name she uses for the character in the movie. And I predict that if some movie producer with taste casts Michelle Carey in the right role, she could be a sensation. She has a quality, a look, that could win her a really large following. And I think she can act. In Changes, this boy Kent has 3 girlfriends. The first one doesn't know what to do with her life. She's in over her head. And since she happens to be standing in the ocean at the time, she drowns. His next girl is a poll taker for a youth marketing organization. She's very chic. Smart hairdo, white trench coat, microphone in her hand. But Kent ducks out on her, to establishment. And his third girl is Michelle Carey. He doesn't end up with her either. In the end of Changes, this boy is still wandering, still unsure of where he's been or where he's heading. But we know where we've been, to a disappointing movie. And we know where we're heading, out of the theater. This is Gene Shalit from Monitor.
Well, all in all, coming from Gene Shalit, that's practically a rave. Say, did you hear the news this week about the $5 million contract Barbara Streisand is supposed to have signed to appear in Las Vegas for 4 weeks a year for the next 5 years? Well, We did a little figuring, and the way it worked out, she'll be getting something like $300 a minute for singing her songs there. If that figure's right, Monitor now presents about $600 worth of Barbara Streisand in her latest, Frank Mills.
I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th right here in front of Waverly. But unfortunately, I lost his address. He was last seen with his friend, a drummer he resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere and wears this white crash helmet. He has gold chains on his leather jacket, and on the back are written the name Mary and Mom and Hell's Angels. I would gratefully appreciate it if you see him, tell him I'm in the park with my girlfriend, and please tell him Angela and I don't want the $2 back, just him.
Okay, Frank Mills, wherever you are, hear this. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Shop and save at Macy's exciting Washington's birthday sales today. Shop floor to floor. See outstanding values you'll find today at Macy's exciting Washington's birthday sales now.
Meet Bobby Hall of the National Hockey League, a superstar who thinks his most important fans are kids.
Sure I do, because kids look up to you and take you for an example. I think we all try to live up to that responsibility. But what any boy really needs is an example nearer home, a man who takes a close personal interest in him, like a father. But some boys don't have a father. So Big Brothers of America is asking for volunteers to spend a few hours each week being a friend and companion to a fatherless boy. One man, one boy. That's the Big Brothers way. And it works. It's a great feeling to know that your friendship could influence a boy's entire life and help him to grow up right. Think it over, won't you? Then find out more by calling your local Big Brother agency or write to Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia 19103.
Gene Rayburn again, and now from friendly downtown Radio Central, here's a Monitor premiere performance of Laugh in 69, heard nationwide for the first time.
I don't mind jazz influencing church music, but I still prefer amen to one more time.
My parents are so old-fashioned, they still think I'm talking about television when I say tune in and turn on.
Silly games are all right, but for good, clean fun, you can't beat camping.
I took up a collection for a man in our office, but I didn't get enough to buy one.
Blow in her ear, and you'll be sorry. That was a very talented lady named Ruth Buzzy. Alan Seuss and the whole Laughing Gang. They'll be heard throughout the weekend on Monitor. Glenn Campbell now with his latest, Galveston.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston.
Manager in baseball is Hall of Famer Ted Williams. You'll hear him in just a minute on Monitor Sports, brought to you by the State Farm Insurance Companies.
Hi, this is Don Adams. Every day, more and more kids are using dating computers to help them find ideal mates. That's ridiculous. Why can't they find their mates the good old-fashioned way? Dumb luck. Why pay a computer to make your life miserable when you can do it yourself for nothing? Besides, those computers could be doing more important things. Like working for State Farm Life's new matchmaker service. Picking out the State Farm Life Insurance program that's just right for your family. A life insurance program that's matched to your needs and your budget. State Farm's matchmaker service satisfies all its customers, which is more than the dating computer does. Do you know that one of those dating computers matched my neighbor's kid with a girl who looked like an ape? Poor kid was so upset he fell out of his tree.
For your life, your car, your home, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Last night, one of the all-time greats of baseball, Ted Williams, signed a 5-year contract to manage the Washington Senators. He talked with reporter Joe Pellegrino.
Ted, it wouldn't be that you're getting tired of fishing, would it?
No, not at all. I have to admit, though, that I quit in 1960, and this is 9 years now, and I have done an awful lot of fishing.
Obviously, in the back of your mind, you really did want, I guess, to be a manager one day. You wouldn't be here.
No, I can't say that 100%. I hope this still isn't a mistake. But to get back into baseball certainly has never left my mind. To come back and to manage, I can't say as I ever really had that in my mind. But here I am as a manager, and I know that it's going to present problems to me in a lot of ways that I've never had before, but I'm willing to accept those problems, and I feel that I know baseball, I feel that I know hitting, I feel that I know pitching, and I think that's the name of the game, and I hope I'm going to be able to get some of my points across to a degree that's definitely going to help this ball club.
Would you categorize yourself as a disciplinarian? Will you be tough on the boys or
no,
fair?
No, I'm going to be fair, positively. I never had a manager that I felt was unfair with me. I never did. I was lucky. Some fellows, and as a matter of fact, I don't know of any manager that I think has ever been rated as unfair, period. But I've heard fellows say that they thought a manager was unfair. But I think that most managers are generally former ball players. I mean, they understand the problems of the players, and I think that they as players knew how they wanted to be treated, and I think me as a former player know how I would like to have been treated, and as a result, I'm going to try to treat them that way.
Ted, best of luck, and
thank you.
We look for the greatest from Ted Williams.
Thank you.
This is Joe Pellegrino in Washington for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about DuPont Lucite Paints, the work skippers.
I'm only a bird in a gilded cage.
Good morning, Birdie. What kind of bird are you?
Early bird.
Why so sad?
Early bird gets the worm.
But, Birdie, now those dedicated DuPont Lucite Work Skipper paint dealers are giving early birds a better deal. They're giving special prices on the Lucite Work Skipper paints. Look up a Lucite dealer who's taking part in the early bird special. Buy early, paint early, skip a lot of work.
Early bird saves dough.
According to our almanac, Wheeling, West Virginia is the third largest city in that state, used to be the state capital, was the site of one of the last battles in the Revolutionary War.
1947 was a very good year for salt. Morton introduced iodized salt to help prevent simple goiter. For 57 years, it's been true. Every time Morton does something new, America shakes a little better.
Classical gas, Hugo Montenegro's brand. Say, I've got an item here now about the latest technique in helping a prisoner escape from jail. No more saw blades baked into cakes. No, sirree. At Pachuca Prison, 60 miles north of Mexico City, a robbery suspect just walked out of the jail after two girls in micro miniskirts and see-through blouses walked in and distracted the guard. He now occupies the vacated cell, but he's got his memories to keep him company. More news, NBC Monitor News on the hour shortly. Gene Rayburn.
Lost earnings on idle cash can cost you plenty. But Dime, the big savings bank for all New York, has a remedy to stop wasted earnings. Put your idle cash to work in that day of deposit to day of withdrawal dividend account at the Dime, where it will earn the Dime's latest dividend of 4.75% a year, from the day you deposit to the very day you withdraw, even between quarters, provided you keep the account open till the end of the quarter. This special kind of account is in addition to the Dime's regular savings account, where the latest dividend is 5% a year paid from day of deposit. Dividends on both kinds of accounts are compounded quarterly. Use both kinds of accounts for 100% flexibility and earning power on every dollar you have on hand. For information on two smart ways to earn dividends at the Dime and postage-free forms for a quick start by mail at the Dime, write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, 10020. Write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, New York, 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
WNBC Radio 660, New York.